From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syrian government forces advanced in the city of Aleppo Sunday. They are trying to capture a section of the city being held by opposition forces. Syrian state media reports the army promised rebels safe passage to leave eastern Aleppo. The Obama administration accuses Russia and Syria of targeting hospitals, refugee camps, and other critical sites, including water pumping stations and power plants. Several dozen people were killed in Ethiopia's Oromia region when police fired tear gas and warning shots to disperse anti-government protesters at a religious festival. The tear gas caused panic and triggered a stampede Sunday that killed at least 50 people. Without giving a specific death toll, the government confirmed several people died and others were injured in chaotic scenes during the annual festival, in which the Oromo community marks the end of the rainy season. Prime Minister Theresa May says Britain will formally start the process of leaving the European Union by the end of March 2017.
The referendum result was clear. It was legitimate. It was the biggest vote for change this country has ever known. Brexit means Brexit, and we're going to make a success of it.
Before Sunday's announcement, Ms. May had only said Britain would not trigger Article 50 before the end of the year. Hungarians are voting Sunday in a referendum over the European Union migrant quotas for their country. The referendum was called by Prime Minister Viktor Orbán's government to strengthen its opposition to any future mandatory EU quotas for accepting migrants and refugees. This is VOA News. Colombians decide Sunday whether to accept a peace agreement between the government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or the FARC. The referendum comes 6 days after a peace agreement between the government and the guerrilla movement was signed, bringing an end to the longest-running insurgency in the Western Hemisphere. Public opinion polls indicate the peace accord is likely to be ratified. Brazil's Workers' Party, or the PT, is expecting a loss Sunday when Brazilians vote in the first local election since President Dilma Rousseff's impeachment. Voters in a number of municipalities will elect mayors and city councils. National polls indicate the PT is set to suffer a major defeat. The New York Times newspaper says U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump declared a $916 million loss on his 1995 income tax returns, which may have allowed Trump to legally avoid paying any federal income taxes for up to 18 years. The newspaper said it had consulted tax experts who saw nothing illegal in the Trump tax documents that took advantage of the tax provisions. Responding to the report on Sunday, Trump tweeted, quoting, "I know our complex tax laws better than anyone who has ever run for president, and am the only one who can fix them," end of quote. In a major boost to global efforts to address climate change, India, the world's third largest emitter of greenhouse gases, Sunday ratified the Paris Climate Pact. India's formal agreement brings the accord closer to coming into force. It is to take effect after 55 countries producing 55% of the world's emissions ratify it. With India's signature, 62 countries accounting for more than half the world's emissions have come on board. The European Union has said it will ratify the pact next week. The United States and China did so last month. Hundreds of people are getting ready to be airlifted out of the U.S. naval base at Guantanamo Bay as Hurricane Matthew heads toward Cuba, Haiti, and Jamaica. The Navy says people staying at the base and military detention center are being told to take shelter and that a mandatory evacuation of non-essential personnel is underway. The United States narrowly missed its refugee cap for the fiscal year, closing out 12 months of political turbulence over admissions policies, just 5 people short of the administration's target of 85,000. The State Department's data as of midnight October 1st, the start of the fiscal year and the reset point for the financial calendar, is the closest the refugee program has come to meeting the limit in 24 years.
That's the latest world news from VOA.